What's a cloth you would use to blow your nose with?
Handkerchief.
Okay, how about something that you would use to wipe the sweat off your brow if you're gardening? Or outdoors doing work?
Rag, I guess.
Okay. What would you wear as work clothes? What do you call your work clothes?
Some people might call them overalls or coveralls or dungarees, jeans.
What kinds of shoes would you wear to work outside?
Be your own shoes.
Okay. How about to protect your hands? What would you wear?
Gloves.
How about to protect your head?
A hat or cap.
Is a cap like a baseball cap, or could it be any kind of...
It'd be any kind of cap.
Okay. What do you call the clothes that you put away until November?
The winter clothes.
Okay. Men have these elastic things that keep their pants up.
Suspenders.
Uh-huh. And what are men's pants called?
Slacks.
Okay.
And they're also called pants, too.
What are some regional dishes and foods that you like to eat?
Well, everybody, I think, in El Paso are Mexican food aficionados. So we like tortillas and tacos and the whole bunch of we eat Mexican food at least once a week.
Do you fix your own Mexican food?
We do some. Less now, we could do less cooking at home now than we used to. But we'd go on a trip more out, gone from here, the first thing we do when we get home is go get our Mexican fix, as we say.
Yeah.
We even stopped on our way from the airport to home to have our Mexican fix.
That's great. I have to have my Mexican fix, too. Yeah, there's Mexican food in Georgia. Yeah,
What took you to Georgia? How did you select Georgia?
I went there for a number of reasons. One, because I could study dialects there, and there was a good professor to study dialects with there. And another reason was the climate, and also the cost of living was lower than another place I could have gone. So,
but basically, it was your scholastic interest.
Mostly scholastic, yeah. Although I was intrigued by the South. I'd always wanted to see the South. So. Yeah, that's a lot of it. Are there some Mexican foods that are easier to buy than to make?
Yeah, tamales easier to buy than to make.
Who do you buy tamales from?
Grandma's Tamales up here at the Donovan and Mesa intersection.
What are some other Mexican foods that you eat or make? You mentioned tacos.
Tacos, enchiladas, fajitas. Fajita is a fairly new. That only arrived here about 25 years ago.
Yeah, that seems made up.
Fajita is really not a Mexican food.
Uh-huh.
It's a South Texas food.
Oh.
The Mexican people are down the lower Rio Grande Valley, and fajita, the word fajita refers to flank steak, which is a very cheap cut of beef.
Yeah.
And so that's what a fajita is. But it's become a national dish now.
I know. Now you have to pay money for that cheap cut of beef.
And they're made out of chicken, and you know, you even see a shrimp fajita, you know, whatever they. So, and when I grew up, if you said enchilada, it was red. They didn't have a green enchilada.
Oh.